that I did not start a recording when we were back. So just quickly for the record, this is my apologies. We did not restart the recording. We were simply reviewing the amendments proposed by Councillor Saad, and as well as the amendment committed to by the steering committee in this short break we had. The amendment by the steering committee addresses the constitutional concern in the last point by striking calling for a university-wide referendum. And the amendments by Councillor Saad are friendly as they are amendments to his own motion. Perfect. So now we'll be entertaining questions on this motion. All those wishing to ask a question, please raise your hands now. Seeing none, we'll be entertaining debate on this motion. All those wishing to speak, please raise your hands now. I must admit, I'm surprised. Seeing no debate, we'll be entering voting on this motion. Can I get a motion to enter voting?
That'd Point be... of order?
Yes, Councilor Saad.
Motion for a vote by roll call.
One moment. That is an order. If you can get a second, that will be Councillor Zhang.
I second.
That is an order. Is there any opposition to voting by roll call? Seeing no opposition, we'll be entering voting on this motion by roll call. I have to say, Council, you are surprising me today. Okay. All right, well, we'll be voting by roll call. Now, before we vote by roll call, let me note that I'm going through the list of attendance that we did at the beginning of this year session. People who left, people who joined, you will be named, you'll be called upon. If you join later and did not send me a message, this is your last chance now to send me a message right now to make sure I mark you as late. If not, you won't have your chance to vote. Okay. All right. We'll now be entering into voting by roll call.
Do you want me to pull up the attendance sheet?
I have it on my screen.
Oh, okay, perfect.
I think it'll be easier to just... maybe for you to like note down the votes?
Yeah, I mean, I can do that.
Or do you want to like note down the names in favor, opposed, and abstain, or do you want to note them down on the attendance sheet?
I think I can make an extra column and note them down on the attendance sheet. That'd be easy.
So let's do that, and then it'll be easier for you, I think.
Can I take a minute to open up the document?
Go for it. Sorry, I must admit that I was not expecting a vote by roll call tonight. Looking at the attendance sheet, the last vote by roll call was, when was it? Let's see. Like in March. Some time ago. All right. So Jazz, there's already a second page for the roll call votes. What we can do is, because the stuff is different, until we adjust it, I've created another sheet just to make it easier for now to just count the votes, and then we can adjust the whole document later. Is that fine with you?
Yes, thank you. Just give me a minute to format that, and I'll share my screen again.
No worries. It's on sheet 3 on the bottom.
Got it.
Cool. bear with us. Actually, what we can do is if anybody forgot to like get some water, go to the bathroom, we can take a 2-minute break, the time that we format everything, another break one after the other, just to make sure everybody gets a chance to format their that, that have some time for themselves.
I'm almost
Oh, if you're almost done, let's not take a 2-minute break then. Councillor Saad, there's no worries. It's on us. We haven't expected. I haven't experienced a roll call vote in LC since I've started my my job as speaker. So, a bit of a surprise, but all good. That's why I was checking the rules to make sure it was in order. Vice President Sater, you have a point?
Yeah, this is a weird, I guess, niche parliamentary procedure thing. So the whole thing about this motion is it's being signed. And the reason this works with Article 10.6 of the Constitution is it's because it's going to be sent to board and board needs to ratify it with the 2/3 majority. My question is, does Ledge Council also need to pass it with the 2/3 majority, or is it a simple majority and board needs to pass it with the 2/3 majority ratification?
That's a good question. From my reading of the Constitution, the Ledge Council only needs to pass it by a simple majority, like any other motion, because this motion, by its way, is not a special motion. It's a motion like any other. The reason why it would be special in board would be because board, within 2 weeks of ratifying this motion, which would be, once again, just a normal ratification, would be mandated to call for, or to vote on a special GA. So it's the special GA vote would only apply when the special GA is being voted upon. When it comes to the motion itself is a normal motion, and so would the ratification of the motion. Does that make sense?
Yes, I think. Okay.
Cool. If you have any further questions, you can also email me after this if it comes up.
Yeah, later. I think I will, because I have a couple questions like procedures for this.
Perfect. Okay, now that we have everything set up, can I just get confirmation everybody's here? Cool, okay. And you know what, I just thought about something. I did say that I want to have the presences here. So just I'm sorry, Jez, I'll be modifying your document for just a second. There you go. Just that way we can see who's present and who's not. All right, we begin. Councillor Kusa.
4.
Councillor Infeld.
4.
Councillor Javed.
In favor.
Councillor Gurung.
Abstain.
Councillor Holton.
In favor.
Councillor Josu.
Abstain.
Councillor Bullier Shearer.
In favor.
Councillor Liao.
In favor.
Councillor Pensi. Councillor Belia.
In favor.
Councillor Pilsi, I'm sorry. I just heard static, but I just noticed that you were there. You are here. Can anybody hear Councillor Pilsi?
I also hear static.
Councillor Wan?
My personal privilege, I cannot hear Councillor Pilsi.
Yes, indeed. Councillor Pilsi, if you want. Yeah, I see in the chat, he's telling me that he's here. So Councillor Pilsi, for the record, votes in favor. I would get that mic issue checked out. Councillor Anderson.
In favor.
Councillor Applegate.
In favor.
I was scared we're going to have another static issue here. Councillor Degoshi.
En favor.
Councillor Saad.
In favor.
Councillor Zhang.
In favor.
Councillor Wong.
Abstain.
Councillor Huludadi.
In favor.
Councillor Demore.
Abstain.
Councillor Khamis.
In favor.
Councillor Kazi.
In favor.
Councillor Tiniakos.
In favor.
Councillor Claret.
In favor.
Vice President, University Affairs.
Abstain.
Vice President, Student Life.
Abstain.
Vice President, Internal Affairs.
Abstain.
Vice President, External Affairs.
Abstain.
Vice President, Finance.
You guessed it, I abstain.
Usually try to not laugh out, but this was quite a funny series of abstentions. Well then, this motion clearly passes. If you want, I can give you numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. With 18 votes in favor and 9 abstentions, this motion passes. All right. Okay, we've survived the motions. How great. We can now move on to the reports. Perfect. So at this time, we'll be beginning with the executive report, number 12A on the agenda. VP Paulin, you have the floor for 3 minutes.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. So here is the executive committee public report. Per usual, it is a lot of hiring motions. We're also revamping our Smoo Marketplace, which you guys might remember from a couple years back, which is on our website where students can exchange like used books, put up, you know, leases for sublet. So that's going to be coming back, which is super exciting. Moving on to November 15th, we've hired a grants administrator, which is super exciting. I was appointed a speaker for last Legislative Council, as you guys remember. And we approved an honorarium. If there are any questions, I stand for them.
Thank you very much, Vice President Poulet. Is there any questions on this report? Please raise your hands now. Seeing none, we'll be moving on to the next report. In passing, I must say, thank you, Vice President Poulin, for replacing me in my absence last council. Sadly, was not there. Heard it was a load of fun. The next report is from the funding committee. Councillor Saad, you have the floor for 3 minutes.
Thank you, Speaker. It probably won't take 3 minutes, but essentially the goal of the funding committee, as many of you I'm sure know, is to approve funding requests from various, various funds from SMU. So we've been going through a lot of different applications and I have a list here of some of the more recent ones. Des Hôtels Women in Business, for example, were very well financed from corporate sponsors. I believe they had approximately $12,000 from external corporate sponsors. So that's very good on them. We approved them. There's the Humanitarian Crisis Management Simulation, which was asking for some money for their 2022 event budget. And this brought into question something that I'll touch on later related to foods and budget. But we also approved Jam for Justice, who was trying to break even in order to donate revenue from their events, as well as McGill Sense Aware, their event budget in hiring an ASL instructor for students, which I thought was very good. Dance Pack Studio, we also approved them as well. McGill Students for Geriatric Health. They had had a very profitable Krispy Kreme campaign, which I was sad to not have partaken in, but they basically were looking for funding to cover their costs of the Krispy Kreme donuts. But we essentially told them that we won't be funding this because they'd had a very profitable campaign and they could just keep doing the same thing over and over and keep collecting more and more money. So what they were doing was working and there was no need to fund them. And then Project X McGill team, they have a competition in Toronto about AI. I believe we funded part of that. So in terms of advancements in the funding committee, like I mentioned earlier, we're looking to potentially modify some of the policies to allow for food to be included in requests, particularly when, you know, food is of paramount importance to the club or it's a really good motivation for club members to show up. And lastly, just some comments for any of you. If you know any club leaders or anyone who's applying to funding committee, please tell them to get their numbers in order because budgets are often a mess or hard to navigate. That is it for me.
Thank you very much, Councillor. Any questions, please raise your hands now. Seeing none, we'll be moving on to the next report.
Just a second. Alex, the funding committee report needs to be approved by the Ledge Council.
Thank you for reminding me. What would I do without the parliamentarian? Thank you so much. All right. We'll now be moving on to vote on approving this report by Councillor Saad. If I can get a motion to approve. Vice President Poulin.
So moved.
That is in order. Vice President Sader.
Seconded.
Perfect. All those in favor of approving the motion, the report by the funding committee, please raise your hands now. All those against? Okay, this report is clearly approved. Thank you once again, parliamentarian, for reminding me. Well, let me move on to the next report, the report by the Services Committee.
No report is submitted for the Services Committee.
Not good, not good. That will be forwarded to Accountability. We have the Accountability Committee, which was postponed, the Equity Committee, which was postponed, the Gender and Sexuality Advocacy Committee.
No reports were submitted for this either.
Thank you. That will as well be reported to Accountability. Indigenous Affairs Committee?
No report was submitted again.
Tragic. I'd like to remind that if your committee hasn't met yet, that is absolutely a good reason not to give in a report, but you have to send us an email being like, hey, dearest parliamentarian, I can't send a report because we haven't met yet. There's nothing to report. As the other committees who were already marked as postponed did. The Accessibility Committee.
Again, no reports were sent in.
Tragic, tragic. I was really hoping. Well, at least we got like two reports, two out of, what is this, like 12? Anyways, we'll now be moving on to the next point of the agenda. Number 13, the reports by the councillors. Starting by 13A, the report by Councillor Belia.
I did not receive the report.
All right. I'd like to remind the councillors that it is your obligation to report to Ledge Council. Your report will be postponed to the next meeting. Please do send us an email explaining why you were not able to send in your report as soon as you can. We'll now be going on to the report by Councillor Khamis.
Yes, hello everyone. So I'm Esma, I'm one of the reps for science. And so even though I had some fellow councillors present their reports just a couple of weeks ago, in this report today, I'd just like to update everyone on some things that the SUS has been working on in the meantime. So general updates are that our team met with the Office of Science Education to discuss collaborative initiatives and plans for the upcoming months. This is also part of the president portfolio. We had further meetings with OSE, planning for science gala and meeting with individual departments within the science faculty. RBP academic portfolio has successfully run the graduate fair in conjunction with AUS in early November. There were lots of attendees and lots of booths. It was very highly successful. A lot of students found it helpful. RVP Communications is working on some constitutional amendments for departments within the faculty. RVP Internal is working on various events. So the Science Internal Committee is working on a ski trip for the winter semester. And you could also see here a couple of events that had just occurred over the past weeks. There was a Halloween stunt event, a trivia night event, and there was planning to be a tie-dye party this semester, but it will be moved to next semester, and they will be working with the SUS Mental Health Committee for this event. As well, under the VP Internal Portfolio, we have science games being planned. So Hype Night was already hosted on November 15th, and participant registration will be opening soon for the event, which will take place in January. VP External Portfolio is continuing to run Science After Hours every Tuesday night at Gertz. VP Sustainability is also currently running several committees. So our Mental Health Committee had a meditation session on November 10th. The Environment Committee ran a de-stressing event at Jean Mons in October, as well as a sustainable thrift crawl just last week. And they're currently working on a sustainable cookbook initiative, and they're looking for submissions for recipes. So if anyone wants to submit recipes, then I'm sure they'll be really grateful for that. And the Social Sustainability Committee recently conducted an interview with Warchild McGill. It's up on their Instagram page, which is super cool. And they are having a bake sale coming up as well. And last week was the SUS Charity Week, where proceeds were raised for Dans la Rue, Montreal. And I believe about $700 were raised, which is super great to hear. And that will be donated to this charity. So if anyone has any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer. And I'm always accessible by email or Facebook for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. If there's any questions, please raise your hands now. Seeing none, moving on to the next report, the report by Councillor Javed. You have the floor.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. My name is Ganya. My pronouns are she, her. I'm one of the four arts reps. I'm in my third year, so UT doing a joint honors in poli-sci and WMS with a minor in South Asian studies. My hometown is Milton, Ontario. Fun fact, I am multilingual. I can be reached at artsrep3@smu.ca. And the office hours are Monday, 3 to 5 p.m. Or if you want to email me to schedule a different time, feel free to do that. So for the general business of the AUS, we've been working on getting the MOA signed. Hopefully we'll have that done soon. Our website has been redesigned, so check that out. Snacks is up and running. BDA has been a bit slow because we're unable to get liquor permits, but our VP Social is working on that. The executives have also been cleaning up the lounge because originally McGill was supposed to move out the furniture, but they didn't. So we just took it on ourselves to clean up the space. Our VP Internal is working on some merch. So we're getting some rugby shirts and some tote bags. The VP Internal is also working on PPE recycling. And she'll be reaching out to the McGill Office of Sustainability for funding. Our VP External, Charlotte, who's here, worked on grad fair with SUS, and that went really well on Eventus. Our VP Academics has been working on peer tutoring in Essay Center, and they're up and running. We also had our elections and referendum. So yeah, welcome Avishai, our new arts rep for this year. And all the referendum questions passed. The VP Internal is also working with FIERCE, the first year arts council, and they're planning a Quebec City trip for the first year art students. Our last AUS Ledge Council was on Wednesday of last week. Those are a bunch of motions that were passed this year. I won't go through all of them. They're all linked, so feel free to check them out. So personally, what I've been doing this year, I've obviously been attending AUS XCOM every week. I've also been working on the MOA with the president and Yara. I sit on Arts Faculty Council and Curriculum Committee. I'm also obviously on steering for SMU. I am also representing council on board. So a bunch of training is coming up for that. In terms of my board committees, I'm sitting on Human Resource Committee and the Health and Dental Review Committee. I've also been working with the Coalition Against Vote 2. So we're handing out pins and flyers tomorrow and next week. So follow us on Facebook. I'm also working with the Coalition Against Vote 21. So we handed out pins and flyers this week and last week. I sit on the Equity Committee, but that has not met yet. In terms of other fun things, me and Nora finally got around to decorating the office. So check Appendix A for cute content. Thanks for a great year. Have a great winter break and check Appendix B for some cute other things. Thank you.
Is that a cat on the second picture?
Yes, that's my friend's cat.
Oh. Always love animals, NLC. Can't get enough.
Yeah, I didn't add the like festive holiday stuff, but I figured I'd add like a cat.
It's better. Thank you very much. Is there any questions on this report? Seeing none, we're moving on to the next report. The report by Councillor Applegate.
Yes, thank you very much. Hello, everyone. I am Lucille Applegate. I'm a U1 art student, and I am the first year representative, which means I am also the VP external of the First Year Council, which is an elected body of 5 executive members. We are here to help students in their first year to transition into university life. Generally, we plan many great events for our first years, and we also try to come up with solutions to different problems that first years may face. So here's a little report of what we've been doing since we met for the first time on October 29th. So first of all, when it comes to events, we had our very first event on Tuesday at Gertz. It was a great time. We had some logistical issues, but overall, we got to meet many people. So very, very, very good. We are also going to plan a mental health week. Dates are to be determined. Free food event, also dates to be determined. We have also decided to organize an inter-faculty prom in late March, which we are very excited about. And we are also going to try to organize many more events in the winter semester. Okay, moving on to administrative events. So we will reach out in early January to all first-year representatives across faculties and councils to do roundtables with us, because we want as much representation as possible, and we want to know what is going well, what is not going so well, and also if the councils need any help with anything, we are here to provide such help. We're also going to try to produce a mega calendar for academic deadlines and also event dates. The format is still unsure as of this report. Finally, we have set fixed office hours, which take place every Monday from 5:30 to 6:30. For the rest of the fall semester, obviously we will decide on another time slot for the winter semester. Moving on to social media, so we are working on improving and promoting our Instagram page. Big thank you to VPUA for endorsing us on her last email. We're also going to work on promoting our event through Facebook. And finally, we're going to do a 25 questions for McGill first year students YouTube video, just to help incoming first years get as much information on McGill as possible. We're also going to do a mega map of all resources available on campus, just because we feel like first year students do not know about all the resources that McGill has to offer. So we want to help them. Moving on to students in res, very briefly, we will reach out very soon to the Inter-Residence Council, because we want to work very closely with them, because res is such a big part of the first year student body. And then finally, when it comes to budget, our VP Finance has provided me with a budget outline. However, it is still very undetailed, just because we haven't paid for much yet. But our funds will go into prizes, renting out locations, event-specific costs. And I can assure you that we will provide a more detailed budget outline in the next report. Going forward, we are definitely going to try to organize as many socials as possible during the winter semester. As COVID rules ease down, we want our socials to be both mixers and non-party related events, so that our events can be as inclusive as possible. And finally, and I cannot stress this enough, we encourage all faculties and councils to organize events for their first years. It is crucially important to have some sort of faculty spirit, which comes down to community spirit. and school spirit to improve our experience as first years and our university experience as a whole. So please, please talk to your boards and try to organize events for your first years. If you ever need any help, we would gladly help you. So please reach out to us if you need anything. Yeah, so that's about it for me. If any of you has any question, I would gladly answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Counselor. If there are any questions, please raise your hands now. Seeing none, moving on to the next report. The report by Counselor Claret.
Yep. Hi, guys. So regarding the substitute committee, we met 3 times this term, October 27th, November 10th, and November 24th, yesterday. It's going well. We're still reviewing services using Google Form. It's going well, and it should be done pretty soon, I think, in January. For the services committee, we held actually 3 meetings, one yesterday also so far, and services might work together in the future, like for motions, for example. So this is great. Regarding services updates, services were happy with the referendum. They will be able to do what they wanted with the fee increase, So this is good, and looking forward to that. Overall, this is great. This is a great semester. Some services had some trouble at the beginning of the semester with the lack of volunteers, but now it's better. So it's great. And looking forward to activities night in January. And the last thing I want to talk about is that services can pretty much now use 3501 PL to host workshops and events. So this is great. And yeah, if you have any questions or anything, feel free to reach out. And yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you very much, Counselor. All those wishing to ask a question, please raise your hands now. Seeing none, we'll be moving on to the next report. The report by Councillor Josu.
Hi, everyone. I am Sidami Abid Josu, a second year student. My girl first year as being the athletic reps. So we'll start with talking about the processing council. We have had their weekly meetings since the summer. They moved in person at the beginning of the year. The last meeting was actually Wednesday, but on the 17th, but we had another meeting yesterday. So basically, we usually talk about how to bring the community together. So it goes from planning events or advertising for local games. And speaking of events, we had the first in-person event in a really long time on October 26th. It consisted of a spooky Chira contest with a date, and a lot of candies were distributed at that time. We are also at the moment trying to get the Miguel athletes with the organization, the Yellow Door. So currently we are trying to coordinate a meal distribution on December 10th. So to help people in need. And we are also thinking about pairing some athletes with some other people who may need help with their technologies. As for the future, we are thinking about hosting a varsity dodgeball competition. And we're also thinking about hosting a skimming activity in January. Now going to the Student Athletic Council. We have had our last meeting on November 17th. The next one is planned for mid-January. And for now, we have been trying to find ways to bring the community together, not only varsity athletes, but show how important we can help the whole community of students. A lot of concerns were expressed about the loss of revenues. So we're also thinking about that. We got 2 new members for the finance committees and 1 new for the Hall of Fame committee. So all of our committees are selected now, and we're looking to potentially host a coffee giveaway in early January. Now, if you go to the MARAB, the Miguel Athletics and Recreation Advisory Board, we had our first meeting on September 29th, and we had one this past Wednesday. So as well as we talked about with the SEC, we're trying to find a way to refill our coffers. We have had renovation plans, but we are uncertain how they're going to happen being of the financial circumstances. And we also launched our new letters, and we are really happy with the turnout. We had a 10% of our average clicking turnout, so which is really good. And we are supposed to host the Alouette for a last playoff game, but unfortunately they lost, so that's out. And we are thinking about hosting the next meeting early in January as well. We also, as regarding for the Mega Athletics, we are trying to get the government of the Quebec government to finance a part of our the campus renovation. So a statement will be sent by mid-December. And I'm trying to speed things up because I feel like I'm going over time. I just wanted to highlight the success of our fellow athletes. I think it's good to hear a few success stories. So I try to do that as fast as possible. Mara Bouchard and Stephen Hill and Brenna Burton-Luke were all member of the RSEQ, our rookie first team. And Mara Bouchard actually won the Rookie of the Year award, and as well as being nominated on the first team of the RSEQ, while Olivia Mazzarello was on the second team. If we talk about the men's soccer, Chris Sinelli-Payar earned place on All-Academic All-Canadian, and Rhys Carlo and Bilal Buchimela were named on the Rookie All-Star team. On the football team, Joshua Archibald, Benjamin Carey, and Doris Simmons were all named on the All-Star team RSEQ. And I tried to finish quickly. The men rugby team managed to get a lot of people on their first on the RSEQ All-Star team. So we had Tamar Witchwer, Brazil Chinaro, Brad Hunger, Zachary Hoje, Owen Comin, Gaspar Poirier, Jack Tucker, Andrew Knopp, and Benjamin Russell were all members of the first RSEQ team. I just invite you to visit to watch my report, and you can follow all different information, future games, and we'll be really excited to see you at one of our events. Thank you. Sorry for going over time.
Thank you. Councillor Joseph, did you have time to name all the people who won awards?
Yes, of course. So
I just want to make sure, because I did click the go speed up button, but I think it's very important to recognize students who have achieved great things within council. So I just want to make sure you're able to name everybody.
Yes, so I also want to highlight that the Mathieu Baudet was named All-Canadian after finishing seventh in an 8-kilometer run that took place on November 20th. He also won a Rookie of the Year award for that on that same occasion. And also, we have to highlight the fact that Chloé Grégoire-Fleurant was named on the RSEQ First Team All-Star as well, while Maja Watson earned a spot on the Second Team All-Star.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Yeah, sure.
Is there any questions? Councillor Wan.
Yeah, thank you, Councillor Jusu, for your fantastic report. I just wanted to ask, in the report you mentioned that there are both facilities at downtown Montreal and downtown Mac, or in Mac campus, for students. Do you know of any athletics facilities at campus Outaouais for the new satellite campus?
Sorry, can you repeat?
Yes, so you mentioned in your report that there are facilities for campus Montreal and campus McDonald campus. Are there facilities for campus at Campus Utaway?
On Campus Utaway, on my knowledge, no, there's not. I will email you, I will confirm you and email you the response, but to my knowledge, it's not.
Thank you, Counselor. Great. All right. We'll now be moving on to the next report. Unless there's any other questions. Sorry.
Can you see my timer?
No.
Not anymore.
Okay. I'm just going to stop sharing and then share again. Just a second.
No worries. The wonders of technology.
How about now?
Yeah, we can see it. All right. So we'll now be entertaining the report from Councillor Demore.
Hi, everyone. My name is Elisa. So I'm the PTOT representative this year. So a little quick report for the POTUS Council. We had our first meeting on October 5th, and our second meeting is going to be next week on the 30th. We had elections for the UN representatives and QY representatives in September. We also had revisions of the constitution, so we set limits to speaking time during meetings, and we're implementing exit reports at the end of each year. We also have bi-weekly newsletters via email to let all the students of PTOT know about like new events that's going on and any major updates. The presidents also worked on summarizing POTUS roles for accreditation. For events and activities, we had quite a few. So we had Frosh at the beginning of the year that mixed a couple of in-person events and also online events that went really well. We had a second year Frosh with education. We had a welcome back barbecue also on October 4th. We had an Halloween event, so a detention den with education as well on the 27th. We are participating in science games. So that's happening in January from the 18th to the 22nd. And we had hype nights. We participated in Hype Night as well on the 15th. We also had a charity bowling night on November 12th. So we raised funds for the Malaria Consortium. We had a graffiti night yesterday night, actually. And apparently there are a lot of people showed up. So it went well. We're also planning an end of the semester party. And there are two current intramural PTOT teams, so soccer and spike ball. And as for SMU committees, I sit on the health and dental committee, but I haven't been reached out to yet and haven't gone to any meetings. So I'm still waiting for that. Thank you. And I'm here for any questions.
Thank you very much. If there are any questions, please raise your hands now. Seeing none, we can move on to the next report. This is our final report for the night. Oh, no, that's not true. There's the exact reports. All right. Final council report. Councillor Eiley, you have the floor.
So Councillor Eiley did not submit a report.
Tragic. I gave all this introduction. Very sad. all right. So that will be noted for the record that we do not have Councillor Eiley's report. We can now move on to the executive reports, which is number 14 on the agenda. Vice President Downey?
I'm just at my younger sister's feeding her cat, and we have different cell phones, and my cell phone is about to die. Would it be possible for me to present my report quickly first before it does die?
Absolutely. All right, let's move that quickly to the agenda.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Sorry to my coworkers who I denied of the chance to go first.
All right, you have the floor.
Awesome, thank you. So the biggest things that have been going on this week are the things in the project section. I've been working with the McGill Coalition Against Bill 2. We released that statement, and a number of fantastic coalition members have been tabling all around campus, and we will also be tabling next week with some awesome buttons, and we encourage everyone to stop by, pick them up, and show your support for groups who are affected by Bill 2. The period product pickup program also launched, which is super exciting. So people can place orders either one time or recurring for menstrual products. We have traditional products, so pads, tampons, as well as reusable products like pads, cups, period underwear. It's going really well. I'm very proud of the Menstrual Products team for all their work on this, and I'm super excited to see how the first pickup day goes. Here you can see the rest of my meetings, notably interviews for a new student rights researcher advocacy commissioner, and an interview with a check-in with the Indigenous Affairs Commissioner. A lot of these meetings happen a lot, but if you ever have any questions about them, please feel free to reach out. There were some other interviews held. I also assisted the Coalition Against Bill 21 with some flyering and buttoning. Also a very lovely group of people working on another very bad bill with the number 2 in the title. So please, please also reach out if you would, or reach out to one of the organizers. I can also answer questions, but I'm not calling the shots here. I'm just here to support. Yeah, I stand for questions. Sorry, I don't feel like I did a good job presenting this. It's very late and I have a big headache.
No worries. Thank you very much for your presentation. Anybody wishing to ask a question, please raise your hands now. Seeing none, we'll be moving on to the next report, the report by the VP Finance.
Everyone, I'll try and be brief and not annoy Alex this time. So accounting, we hired an administrative assistant for GERTS to help manage inventory and logistics. So we're finishing fixing our inventory shortfalls and we're, you know, continuing to make GERTS as efficient as ever. The financial audit has also been officially completed. So thanks to the accounting team for the positive outcome. I believe it's officially been filed with the government and the financial statements will be uploaded on the website. Clubs and services, the club credit cards are still delayed. We're still waiting from RBC. RBC this year has been, we've been having a lot of issues with them. They have not been responding to emails, not responding to calls, not responding to requests for resources. So I'm planning out in the next week or two to sit down with their representative and hash it out. Club banking access should be done for essentially anyone unless it was submitted in last week. And we have finally given access. We finally got the new club bank accounts from RBC, so that should be dealt with. And we've been revising the budgets for services. They've mostly been submitted and I'm going over them with Ali, the service finance coordinator, next week. Budget, this is most of the work I've done over the last few weeks. The budget revision has been completed. The finance committee was part of the preliminary consultation. The budget was presented today, as we all saw. It took a lot of work, especially getting the handle of how pivot tables work. If anyone has had the chance to download the budget into Excel, I'm sure it'll take a minute or two to get used to reading it. And the accrual of the winter fees was also completed to get a fuller picture of what we have to work for. So that looks pretty good. The finances of the society are doing quite well right now, and I'm looking forward to be able to move forward with the hiring. The funding committee keeps going strong. The approved applications are all listed below. I'm not going to go over them today. I know Councillor Saad did go over many of them, but if you want more detail, they're listed below. Our investments, I work with RBC to get a much better GICs. Historically, we were at 35 basis points. Now we're at 95 basis points. So we are making a lot more money every year. From our money just sitting in accounts. And we're also moving the Awards of Distinction Fund into long-term investments. At the time I wrote this, it was waiting board approval. It has been approved. So this will hopefully at least double the amount of Awards of Distinction at the end of the year so we can have more scholarships for students. The referendum was a success. As as I'm sure people know, there were some small issues with regards to the budget. But the second referendum ran smoothly and participation and engagement are both up. Finally, the project that I'm looking forward for the rest of calendar year. I'm looking to improve our budgets and reporting system. There has been some discrepancies between actuals and last year's budget in a variety of fields. Some of them are positive, where we're spending way less than we thought. Some are negative, where we're spending way more than we thought. And it makes projections very hard to do. So I'm going to try and figure out what went wrong with writing the budget last year and try and address it and what went wrong in our expectations. I'm hoping to get in line for the beginning of January so that for the next budget, it will be done with more accuracy and clarity. I'm also looking to maybe change our budgeting system to make it easier for people to read. While we need like more complex budgets internally, providing Ledge Council and providing the membership with an easier way of understanding the budget would be very useful. I'm also planning on a membership fee increase for the winter semester. Major issues really is the inflation because of everything going on, just inflation alone will probably raise our expenses $200,000 next year. So we need to increase the amount of money we receive from membership. And I'll be making sure to make an in-depth budget to guarantee that students are making an informed decision. And I'll be looping this into the five-year plan as well. So Samosa will be part of the discussion to make sure that this is being benign taken care of, as I put it. And I still have a question.
Thank you very much. If there are any questions, please raise your hands now. Seeing none, we'll be entertaining the next report. The report by the VP Student Life.
Let's go. Okay, so internal conflict mediation with three different groups. One is solved, one is ongoing. I prepared two MOUs with one service and one club. I placed sanctions on clubs. We were very, very lenient though. So just to make sure they have everything up to date. Mental health wise, I went to the community safe monthly check-in, was really great. Also the mental health social media is being rebranded. So follow Smooth Mental Health on Instagram. And I have to congratulate the mental health team because they proposed the academic bonus proposal to the CSS and it was just amazing. So congratulations to them. Projects, we're partnering with CSU, which is the Concordia Student Union, for a winter festival. Big DJ coming, exciting stuff. Also student groups will have free access to the lobby platform for 3 months. We're having a president and vice president social in January. So this will be really exciting. So everyone can see the platform. Activity design planning started for winter 2022. The dates are January 17, 18, 19 hybrid. So we're doing it at the University Center in person and then lobby online. We're establishing some partnerships. So we partnered with BRICS, Venture Canada, and Lifeline. BRICS is for like apartments. So we're going to get all students under this move will get $1,200 off the rent, which is really exciting. Consultation is still going for the amendment of the student group's internal regulations. So like I told you, it's been 3 months. We want to present it at next ledge. The master list is finally done. I just finished the status of all clubs and the sanctions. So that's really cool. The confidential student group information portal will be implemented for winter 2022. The portal is ongoing. We want to have all the services and all the forms by January. This is a really, you know, I really want to get this done, but we'll see how it goes. Also we're restructuring the website right now. It's really confusing, so we just want to make sure it's like very comprehensive. Also student groups can now join the Getting Involved MS teams to share their events and the volunteer opportunities. The student life social media is going great. We have lots of followers and go follow our Instagram. We have merch on the way, so GERTS merch and student life merch coming. And the student life engagement plan is being revised, so it will be presented in mid-winter 2022. Then I just had some MOAs meetings with the Mingles Farmers Market, the staff newsletter, project move to Jostle, some of these negotiations, the club service coordinators on my portfolio. I know it was supposed to be on my portfolio before, but things got lost in the process. Winter 2022 COVID planning and event protocols are done, so I'm going to release the information the first week of December, so next week. And then just open house feedback for enrollment services. And then committees, just as usual. As usual, that's it. I stand for questions.
Thank you. Any questions, please raise your hands now. Seeing none, up to the next report. VP External Affairs, you have the floor.
Thank you. Bonjour à tous. Alors, en termes de projets de mobilisation, ces dernières semaines, le Bureau des Affaires externes a énormément travaillé sur l'accessibilité du portfolio. Tout d'abord, en commençant à changer le site web et les réseaux sociaux pour avoir un engagement étudiant plus haut. De plus, j'ai commencé et pris l'initiative de commencer à revoir le plan maître, le plan des 5 ans de l'association étudiante en faisant des consultations. Vous pouvez tous d'ailleurs vous attendre à ce que je vous envoie un email vis-à-vis de ces consultations. Finalement, je continue à travailler sur l'hôpital du site du Royal Victoria et que faire après ces auditions publiques de l'OCPM. On a aussi travaillé sur certaines initiatives pour le référendum cet hiver. J'ai aussi été en contact avec plusieurs écoles au niveau municipal et provincial pour créer une coalition et continuer la mobilisation en termes d'affaires francophones, entre autres. De plus, avec la commissaire aux affaires noires, on a commencé à travailler sur le plan de McGill en anti-racisme noir. Et nous sommes en train de nous mettre en relation avec la personne en charge de ce plan à l'université. Et puis, j'aimerais commencer la création d'un comité sur la représentation externe de l'AUM. D'autres notices importantes, c'est bien évidemment que du coup, l'OCPM, l'audition publique est passée et le mémoire de l'association étudiante a été soumis avec succès. Et puis, à EPUC, les politiques préliminaires ont dépassé et sont du coup en train d'être finalisées avant la traduction. En termes de gouvernance, la position de coordinateur aux affaires externes va se transformer en position de commissaire aux affaires externes pour que ces individus puissent présider le comité en création sur la représentation externe et superviser d'autres employés du bureau aux affaires externes. Et puis, nous sommes en train d'engager un commissaire à l'engagement communautaire et un individu pour une deuxième position de commissaire aux affaires externes. De plus, on est en train de revoir et d'écrire des politiques, surtout sur la consultation et sur la consultation. Certains rendez-vous importants qui ont eu lieu, bien évidemment, sont toutes les branches d'EPUC et d'autres choses à mentionner. C'est ma rencontre avec le président de SUS et avec la représentative des médias de Utile. Et puis finalement, j'ai continué à travailler sur un plan un peu plus à long terme pour le portfolio des affaires externes. Merci.
Merci beaucoup. If there are any questions, please raise your hands now. Seeing none, we'll be moving on to the last report. The report by the VP Internal Affairs. You have the floor.
Hi, everyone. So this past 2 weeks at Gertz, we've had the burnout ball. That was last Friday. Last Friday, which was super fun. The first kind of party that's been at Gertz since it reopened. Overall, a success. The cafe has also opened and we're adding new items basically daily. If you haven't tried the apple crumble yet, I very much suggest it. When it comes to spin, we've had our weekly meetings and the FACO theme is finalized, although I cannot tell you what it is yet, for suspense. Francophone Affairs, we've had our first meeting and we discussed the goals for the years. Overall, very successful. People seem really excited. And we have a really good team this year. For first year fairs, the first year fair coordinator, Sophie and myself had a check-in with all the execs one-on-one and went over their goals and their plans for the year. We planned our first event as Lucille mentioned, which was super fun. And as she mentioned, we are planning a bunch of smaller scale events in the upcoming semester. For alumni affairs, there was just a centraide meeting. So nothing much to report there. Communications, we had our check-in with comms, brainstorming for December. And I forgot to mention, but we are doing our exec check-in right now, which is something that hasn't happened in a couple of years. So trying to be, you know, more transparent and having a bit of a more friendly face on our social medias, which I hope has been well received. Governance, we had obviously steering committee has met. I've done a bunch of check-ins with governance manager and I'm helping her organize the board of directors trainings for the new directors. And then in kind of miscellaneous things, I had a meeting with the Chief Justice because we're talking about how to make J-Board increase their rights a bit. Some GRITS reviews. I had a couple meetings with the AVCs because now we have monthly checkups, just so they're a bit more involved. I have weekly meetings with the Dean of Students, meeting with some more kind of administration. And we restarted doing the monthly report to board, which is staff updates to the board of directors. So they know kind of logistically what's going on outside of the exec portfolios.
Thank you very much. Is there any questions about this report? Seeing none, we're done. Very heavy report section. And before we adjourn, I just want to thank you all for a very fun first semester as speaker. I very much enjoyed my time working with all of you. I wish you all good finals, a great break. Wait. And sorry? Good finals, a great break. And in advance, I wish you all a Merry Christmas, those that celebrate, if not a Happy Holidays. With this, I'll be taking a motion to adjourn. Councillor Wan?
So moved.
That is in order. Vice President Cornet?
Seconded.
Thank you very much. Is there any opposition to the adjournment? Seeing none, this meeting is adjourned at 9:38. Thank you all for being here, and have a great evening.